graduate, you're likely aware of the many ways the Air Force Academy Association and Foundation support the Cadet Wing and the Academy, from in-processing through graduation and beyond. Today, your association membership is available to all graduates at no cost, and the Long Blue Line portal is an additional way to keep you connected to your alma mater and each other. Now, the Air Force GradCast, providing you with the latest updates, news, and special features just for Academy grads. I'm Navira Walkowitz, Class of 99, Senior Vice President of Alumni Relations for the Association and Foundation, and your host for the Air Force GradCast. Well, welcome to this episode of GradCast. Today in your AOG News, we're going to be talking about who our two newest distinguished graduates are. We'll also talk about our annual Day of Giving, our upcoming networking event that you're definitely going to want to come to, and how to stay connected with your association and foundation. We released our two newest distinguished graduates an incredible Lifetime Achievement Award that Mr. Terrence Terry O'Donnell, Class of 66, and Lieutenant General retired John D. Hopper, Class of 69, achieved. I have to tell you, General Hopper was my commandant, so that just brings such warm memories to me, thinking about where I knew him as a cadet and to see how he's continued to make such an incredible impact in our community through these years. We do celebrate our distinguished graduates every year at a special dinner. This year it's in August, and you can find more on that event at usafa.org/events. I'm joined by two amazing colleagues, Kelly Bannett, Senior Vice President of Development, and Thomas Lennenberg, Executive Director of Development, and we're going to be talking about One Day, One USAFA. Kelly, tell us about what this is.
Yeah, thank you, Navir. Great opportunity to be here today and talk about what is one of the key days as we look ahead here in the next few weeks. So One Day, One USAFA was really born out of the All Academy Challenge that some of you all may remember from the years past. And One Day, One USAFA is the Academy's giving day, which is really an opportunity for our entire community to rally around the Academy and identify an opportunity to support their something that they are passionate about. So our first giving day, the first One Day, One USAFA was back in August of 2022. And there was a repeat last summer. And for the first time in 2024, we are having our One Day, One USAFA event in May. So we are looking forward to rallying our grads, our parents, our friends. And I think Thomas may mention this later, but there is a great opportunity to support what is important to you. So that could be cadet clubs, that could be squadron improvements, that could be athletics, it could be the Institute for Future Conflict. And I think that's one of the things that's great about One Day, One USAFA. It's a day for everyone.
I think that's fantastic. As a grad, I remember the All Academy Challenge, and I think it's wonderful that we were competing in the sense against other academies, but I think it's even more powerful when you unite with others around something that we all care about, which is our Air Force Academy.
Absolutely. That's a great perspective.
So maybe, Thomas, I can ask you this, because I think we've been talking about how we get more of our graduates involved. Is there a particular focus we have this year on One Day, One USAFA, or is it specifically on a goal number? What does that look like?
Thanks, Navir. And it really is a day of participation, which is something we're really proud of. We're hoping to get 3,000 people to be a part of it, including 2,000 grads. And what we're excited about is that you can really give to any fund you want. Last year, we had over 120 funds were supported. So it is a great way to connect with the Academy and everything from the Dean's Fund to the Institute for Future Conflict to cadet clubs and everything you can imagine you can give to.
I think that's so powerful, being able to give to something that you feel really strongly about and know that your giving is going directly to make an impact in those ways. Maybe you can share, either of you can share highlights from last year, things that we really celebrate and we're hoping to meet or exceed.
Yeah, absolutely. We can talk a little bit about last year and this year. But before we do that, if you don't mind, I'd love Thomas to speak to this year's kind of class challenge and how that's going to be kind of new and front and center compared to what we did in 2022 and 2023.
Yes, we are putting an even larger emphasis on class identity and pride around your class. So for all grads, there's a class giving challenge associated with this year's One Day One USAFA, and the class that has the highest participation rate among their grads will get $1,000 to their respective class agency fund. And then in addition to that, there will be a young alumni piece of it as well. So grads, anyone who graduated in 2004 and 2024, the class that has the highest participation among those classes as well will get a chance to have $1,000 go into their class agency fund. And the last piece of it that they're really excited about, and of course, we're a little partial to gold as we sit here with Navier.
That's right. I appreciate that.
Class of 99 is the class. We'll have a class color competition as well. So classes from across all decades and years can get together and fundraise together. And then the class color that raises that has the highest participation will then give $1,000 to their corresponding current cadet class as well. And so the idea around that is not only bridge the gap between classes and generations, but also further enhance that connection between the money they're able to raise now and how it impacts current cadets today.
You know, grads told us in our survey a little over a year and a half ago that one of the most important things for them was how they can help other grads, but also help cadets. And I think by giving to One Day One USAFA, especially in the class color challenge, it literally is a direct impact to some of the cadets at the academy right now. So I think that's a fantastic challenge.
Yes. And maybe going back to your original question, I mean, I think as we reflect on last year, I think we had, you know, roughly 2000 graduates participate in One Day One USAFA last year, raising more than $2.4 million. And that was a huge uptick over 2022, our first year. And I think really an uptick over what we saw in years of participating in the All Academy Challenge. And so really forward progress. We're excited about the opportunity to really highlight how our community can reconnect with USAFA and really, you know, put their energy and their dollars toward supporting our cadets.
Absolutely. So everyone online, May 8th, 2024 is our One Day One USAFA. Let's rally together and really come together for our academy. All right, so our event coming up is tied to our Long Blue Line Networking Social Series. We've been partnering with West Point, our association partners out there, because we found that bringing grads together has been really powerful, and it's a lot more fun when you bring different service academies together. So we started this last year with a pilot session. We had three of them in the Bay Area. We went to Omaha and also in Dallas, and we found there were just wonderful ways for grads to get together. In fact, we met more grads coming out that we really hadn't met before, and they were really interested in hearing about what their association was up to. This year, we've had them in Atlanta in February, and we most recently were in Colorado Springs. My guest is our Director of Engagement and Events, Jen Cooper, and we're going to talk a little bit about how it went in Colorado Springs and what's coming up here this month.
Navier, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I thought the social went really well in Colorado Springs. It was incredibly well attended. Over 100 people from our organizations. And it was an opportunity for our grads to network and get to know one another, reconnect with old familiar faces, and meet new friends. It also is an opportunity, I think, for a lot of them to share what they're working on, what they're doing, and help promote their own careers.
Right. No, I saw a lot of that. I think you and I are at a table, Jen, and I remember someone coming by and just saying, this was so fantastic. And when's the next one? How can we do more? And I think the magic is when you know, I think 10% of it, I think it might have been France who said this, one of our West Point grad friends. He said, if you bring grads together, that's 10% of the work. And then the 90% that happens is the magic, right? Because then they start to kind of, cultivate that relationship, and then all that goodness happens. So I think we saw that happening.
Absolutely.
And now we're taking it to Chicago.
We're really excited. May 8th, we will be at Kempton the Gray Hotel. We were hoping to change that name to Falcon Blue.
I know.
Temporarily,
you know.
For the evening.
But West Point's happy about it, though.
Yes, they are. So it's a great venue, and we are looking forward to another fabulous turnout. And we send that invitation out far and wide in hopes of generating some opportunities for people who may be passing through town, or maybe with the intention of an excuse to visit family or be in the area. So we try to get those invitations out and a heads up as far in advance as possible.
No, that's perfect. And it leads right into what we have there in Chicago as well. So we have our Long Blue Line networking social on May 8th at the Kempton, as Jen just spoke about. And then literally the next 2 days, we have Service Academy Career Conference. So it's a wonderful way to start the conversation with other grads and then maybe dive into what's in the realm of possible or what's out there if you're even thinking about transitioning. We bring all of our service academies together, and we SAC, as you know it, Service Academy Career Conference, SAC is just an incredible opportunity for all. So we're going to have a great time in Chicago.
Looking forward to it.
That's going to be outstanding. So Jen, if they missed the email or they didn't see that, how can grads get involved?
Oh, they can visit usafa.org/events and look for the date May 8th in Chicago and just click there for more information. And we'd love anyone who can register in advance. Let us know. We look forward to seeing them there.
Awesome. Can't wait to see you. We would love to stay connected with you, so be sure to search on any of your social channels at Air Force Grads. In addition, you can find lots of event information at usafa.org/events or find us in the portal at portal.usafa.org. As always, we want you to subscribe to GradCast. Visit us at usafa.org/Air Force GradCast. It has been a pleasure to stay connected with you. Until next time, I'll see you on GradCast.
Thank you for listening to the Air Force GradCast. If you enjoyed this episode, we encourage you to subscribe, share it with your Academy family and friends, and post it to your social channels. The Air Force GradCast is a production of the Long Blue Line Podcast Network and presented by the U.S. Air Force Academy Association and Foundation. The views and opinions of the guests and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the United States Air Force, Air Force Academy, Academy Association and Foundation, its staff, or management. The GradCast drops the first Friday of each month. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn plus Alexa, and all your favorite podcast platforms. Search at Air Force Grads on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and more for show announcements and updates. And visit usafa.org/Air Force GradCast for past episodes and more Long Blue Line Podcast Network programming.
Okay. I think it's time to take my relationship with the Colorado Springs Airport to the next level, or maybe to new places. It's like every new flight they offer is a new destination to discover, and every connection, just more time to connect instead of being stuck in my ex's security line. Every time I travel, I get to write a new chapter in our love story. Fly Colorado Springs Airport, and you can write your love story too.